that we develop this mindfulness, you know, so that we have this strong mindfulness. The stronger the mindfulness, the easier you focus. So, and another question people used to ask, why sometimes at the beginning they'll be able to focus on the breath, and then after a while they find that they feel like quite down, like they're going to sleep. So it seems like you're not really alert, you know, the mind is quite, you know, like no energy, yeah, like falling asleep. I said, because sometimes as the mind, you know, as our mind go, become really calm, you know, and then the breath calm down, you know, because the breath is our mind, you know, like for example, the breath starter becomes very, the calm, it actually is a reflection of our mind. We calm down. But because our mindfulness is not strong, not sharp, so it's not refined enough to focus on the subtle breath. That's why we feel sleepy, because it's not sharp. So that's why we have to develop this mindfulness. So when we catch that, sometimes you can put in a little bit of effort into your breath, but not too much, just a little bit, that to make the breath a little bit coarser, because the breath is too subtle and your mindfulness is not sharp enough to focus, because it's too subtle. Your mindfulness is too coarse for the breath. So you make the breath, you know, a little bit, but not too hard, because each time you do that and then you know, it's actually not a very good habit. Don't do that. Just a little bit, put in a little bit to make it coarser. Then you continue. So that the mind, because when you do like that, then your mind is just, you know, very difficult to calm down again, because you put, you know, it's just like you get a fright, you know. So you don't do that, you just a little bit, then you continue with the breath again. Sometimes we cannot rush, because you have to, meditation is something, it's very natural, we cannot rush into things. So I offer this for your reflection, and you can make use of some of these skillful means that help you to be able to focus on your meditation when you sit on your object, when you sit on the cushion. So we sit till 4 o'clock.
So this is question from Nelu from Romania. Romania, that's how can I motivate myself to sit in meditation when I'm in deep sadness and loneliness? So this, when we are in deep sadness, and actually, that we need lots of this loving kindness. So actually the best that, because we feel alone, and then because we think that we are by ourselves, so the best that you send loving kindness towards ourselves, to be kind to ourselves. And because sometimes that we think that we are alone, actually we are not. Actually we have ourselves. So if you really love yourself, if someone has lots of loving kindness, if they love themselves, even though they're alone, they don't feel lonely. Actually, you just appreciate, you know, that the quietness, you know. I remember when I was in Thailand, I practiced lots of seclusion and solitude. Actually, I enjoy so much. And actually, I love that, you know, because I was thinking I'm not alone. I have my breath with me. I have myself, you know. Because if you love yourself, you're so happy to be with yourself. So when we don't have loving kindness towards ourselves, so we don't even want to be with ourselves, isn't it? You just sometimes people don't like themselves. That's why they don't like to be alone. So that's why if you have lots of loving kindness, actually when you are alone, you don't feel lonely. If you feel with lots of loving kindness, that's why I encourage that to practice loving kindness meditation, to have loving kindness for yourself. So actually it's good to start within ourselves first. I know sometimes people find it very difficult to have loving kindness towards themselves. They find it easier to have loving kindness even towards their dog or their cats, you know, than to themselves. So, but of course, sometimes we cannot force ourselves. Actually, you can start with for example, if you find it to send loving kindness to your dogs is easier, then you do it to your dogs first. You know, so we always start with the easy to the, you know, we don't push ourselves to try to, it's just like we have to learn how to walk before we run, isn't it? So we cannot push ourselves to something that is too difficult for us to do. So we do something that is easier, is more durable, you know. Then after that, you know, then we started to feel that, you know, the warmth, the love within ourselves. You, that moment when you have loving kindness, you don't feel lonely. You don't. Because you just feel that when someone has lots of loving kindness, you feel your body, you know, you can feel your mind is just open up. Because loving kindness is open up the door of our heart to allow others to come in. There's no barrier melting between the barrier between ourselves and others. So we do that. So if then started, we feel that then we go back to give loving kindness to ourselves. Actually, it's very important to practice loving kindness, to start to have loving kindness toward yourself is important, because the more you have, the easier you give. If you don't have loving kindness, it's very difficult then to give, isn't it? We don't have it in ourselves. But of course, sometimes people find that to start with the animals or the cats or the dogs, you know, is easier. Then you can do it. But when you started to feel that the love, and it's always go back to ourselves again. We start from ourselves. So when there's like when we have lots of loving kindness, then to have happiness, so you don't feel sad and you don't feel lonely. So practice loving kindness is a very good way to motivate ourselves to sit in meditation. So I remember when I started to change, because the first few years when I started to meditate, I begin with other type of meditation. When I start to change to breath meditation, I find it very difficult because it's difficult to change. And ended up that, you know, I find it a loss of agitation and irritation when I force myself to focus on the object. But when I practice loving kindness, I just feel my whole heart softening, and I feel a loss of happiness within myself. And after that, I find that it's very easy to focus onto the breath. The breath just comes when I have loss of happiness. So when you have loving kindness, you have loss of happiness. So, any questions or comments? No?